Good morning. I am Josh Hernandez Morse, the head of Pacific Buddhist Academy, and I would like to focus my message on an exploration of interdependence and how our school tries to focus students on the development and practice of a positive interdependence in our school community. As is frequently observed in these times, we live in an interdependent world. This awareness, more recently brought about by conversations regarding globalization, climate change, economics, and identity, is actually an older insight that came about in Buddhism and is often translated in English as dependent arising, which states that all things arise in dependence upon other things. In the past decades, the realization of interdependence and globalization in the West was accompanied by great enthusiasm and hopefulness. The rise of the internet age, the booming economy of high-tech enterprise, growth in China, and strong connections with the European Union made many hopeful that the challenges the world faced could be addressed with a united world front. World crises, like the attacks on the United States of 9/11 and the global financial crisis in the early 21st century, brought to light a darker side of the implications of interdependence, that negative circumstances in one part of the world can have negative effects on the opposite side of the planet. These negative possibilities of interdependence have perhaps resulted in a host of reactionary tendencies the world over. Examples such as the recent Brexit, the extensive hostility toward migration in the European Union, and the bigoted rhetoric employed by Donald Trump's political campaign reflect the instinct to wall off groups of people and nations from other groups of people and nations, as if an extensive wall between the mainland United States and Mexico to the south could truly sever the relation of interdependence between the Americas. Rather, at Pacific Buddhist Academy, we believe that while interdependence or dependent arising are ontological facts, or that is, are conditions of being alive in the world, interdependence by itself is not inherently positive or negative. Interdependence is just a fact. An example I like to use is that families are interdependent, but many families are dysfunctional. So are many nations, as is the planet, if the signs of climate change are to be taken as a symptom of human excess. The emphasis at the school, therefore, is to promote a positive interdependence, as I've said, or one in which the members of a community recognize one another and work together for mutual benefit and amity. Such an understanding is only effective if the members of a community take positive action together. And in a community of teenagers like Pacific Buddhist Academy, positive action together takes practice. Of course, given the academic nature of the institution, we do teach students about world history, global cultures, other languages, science and math, aligning the academic program with the structure of the discipline's approach common to secondary institutions. But to think through and practice how to effect a positive interdependence, we use examples closer to hand and that have strong relevance and practical benefit for the lives of teenagers. What I mean is the recognition that our students exist in webs of relationships with one another and with their families and community. They are sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, cousins, sometimes aunt and uncle, and student. They will one day be fathers and mothers, grandparents, and leaders of our communities. What I mean to say is that we equip the students with the critical thinking skills to better understand and negotiate challenges in various kinds of relationships. We focus on relations of family and kinship, such as father, mother, daughter, son, on relations of subordination, such as leader, supporter, elder, younger, didactic relations, such as teacher, student, mentor, protege, relations of acquaintance, such as friend, acquaintance, guest, stranger, relations of persuasion, such as artist, politician, debater, storyteller, audience, and relations of community, such as citizen, diplomat, and guest. focusing on relationships in this way, by asking students to reflect on their relationships in their own lives, gives them the opportunity to ask themselves how they would like their relationships to change over time. Buddhism being such an optimistic practice, we work to help students understand that they can be effective agents in their own lives, and that they can work toward achieving positive relationships, even in situations where they don't necessarily hold a position of power. A student, after all, is a subordinate to a teacher in some sense, but that does not mean that students are incapable of having positive connections with their teachers. Of course they can have those. But the ability to achieve positive outcomes in relationships often rests, or always rests, in a high level of self-awareness in order to achieve self-efficacy. For this reason, in analyzing these relations, we integrate a line of classes at PBA that we call our Virtues Practice classes that give students the opportunity to think about and practice and improve in what we feel are some of the key relationship skills young people need to be effective agents in their relationships. In addition to a course focused on the basic insights of Buddhism, ninth graders take two classes called EQ, or Emotional Intelligence, and Compassion, that serve as foundation courses for classes that follow in later years, when, as sophomores, students take three virtues practice classes called Interdependence, Courage, and Human Sexuality. And as juniors, they take classes called Conflict, Gratitude, and Creativity. The idea behind the classes is that young people can learn to shape their emotional responses to situations so that they become assets rather than roadblocks. Human relationships that bind people together also call up closely held emotional responses in individuals. By focusing specific attention on what educational psychologists call the affective domain, PBA gives students opportunities to become more mindful of their emotional states and to practice courage, gratitude, creativity, and conflict resolution while enmeshed in the interrelated web of being to which we are all subject. PBA is very excited about the new classroom building that will be ready for use in the fall of 2017 because of some innovative design features that will enable teachers and students in the school to practice positive interdependence. Featuring 8 classrooms on 2 floors, 3 of the 4 learning areas in the new facility will have retractable walls so that single classrooms can be used as larger halls. Additionally, both the Humanities Hall on the first floor and the wall separating the student commons from the outdoor courtyard are retractable as well. This flexibility in design space will give PBA teachers the ability to use innovative student groupings to maximize interdisciplinary coursework and, perhaps most significantly, to give students additional opportunities to reflect on our embeddedness in the natural world and in the larger community of Honolulu. It is important that I express how enormously grateful Pacific Buddhist Academy is to our school's supporters. PBA raised in excess of $9 million for its new school building, and so many individuals and community organizations participated in supporting PBA's capital campaign. The achievement of the capital campaign goal is a particular cause for celebration in the Shin Buddhist community, since temple members of the Associated Temples of the Honpohongwanji Mission of Hawaii, many temple organizations throughout the state, and the main temple organization based in Kyoto, Japan, Jodo Shinshu Hongwanjiha, contributed more than $5 million of the funds raised during PBA's capital campaign. The new facility will support learning about positive interdependence in its very design. We feel strongly that such learning not only prepares students for college, but prepares young people also to take on the significant challenges that exist in the world today as global communities grapple with our heightened awareness of interdependence and the fear that naturally results from this awareness. Our goal at the school is that our graduates are equipped with the resolve and know-how to make our communities, both the local community and the global polis, ones where all beings can work to achieve perfect peace. Thank you very much for your support of the school and for listening to me this morning.